Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We are back. Quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network and KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. Dustin Hawkinsmith and Greg Pickle back here in the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. We are rolling into, you know, we came off Lash Bash weekend, so we covered that very well from top to bottom. We're looking at Penn State's 2020 class as a whole now. 20 commitments on board so far. There could be as many as 10, maybe more spots left in this class. So it's going to be a really interesting push to the finish. But as we get into the dead period, as we start to wrap up the month of July, we come off Lash Bash, it seems like a good time to reevaluate the recruiting board right now. And what we got for you are the five must-get targets in the brain of Greg Pickle over here. So if you get all five of these, you're in a good place. You still got room probably if you want to pursue that. But these are five guys that Penn State should really, they will really need to get. And I thought it was interesting, just to get right into it, Greg. At the top of the list, you got a couple running backs. The first one you mentioned, Keziah Holmes, who's a four-star from the state of Florida. Penn State's, you know, in a decent position with him. But again, you know, it helps to have Jawan Sider and his foothold in Florida. Also, this is his position group, so it's kind of a double whammy. It's two things working in Penn State's favor. But, you know, it is a big pool getting a kid from out of Florida. Where does Penn State stand with Keziah Holmes, and why is he so important?
Yeah, you know, it didn't help that he went to Florida State this weekend instead of coming to Penn State. But again, you know, he already used his official visit to Penn State, so he would have had to pay his way to get back to State College, and Florida State's just a closer trip to make, and that's sort of the big thing that Penn State will have to fight against in this recruiting class is just the fact that, you know, especially with Holmes, that some of these guys in Florida are going to want to stay in the Sunshine State, even if Jawan Sider is a great recruiter of talent down there, even if these guys seem pretty excited to visit Penn State. So I think that when you look at him, though, he's 6 foot, 175 pounds. He can play receiver or running back. He's probably a running back at the college level, but he has the speed, I think, to maybe play receiver too. So he's versatile and a really good player, a guy that, you know, again, we hear James Franklin talk over and over and over again about how fast his team is, and if it's going to stay that way, they need to get guys like Keziah Holmes.
Keziah Holmes listed as an all-purpose back, the number six all-purpose back in the country, according to the 24/7 composite. Penn State, you know, like I, you know, it's not like with quarterbacks, you got a dual threat, you got a pocket style passer. You know, I think a lot of running backs are all purpose, whether that they're designated that or not. But I guess the point being, Keziah Holmes, if you're thinking about, you know, Devin Ford, for example, whose skill set can take them as in a receiving game, can, you know, you can do all the different types of things as opposed to more of a straightforward runner. On that front, Jalen Berger, you know, we mentioned him earlier in the show, a four-star from New Jersey. He's listed as the number 10 running back in the country, number 93 player overall in the 247 composite. Penn State gets him back on campus. They're in position here, too, and, you know, it could be a one or the other thing. What are the odds, you think, Greg, that Penn State could end up finishing the class with both of these guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly a possibility. But, you know, again, the one thing I don't have a feel for is, does one of them want to go to a place where there's only one running back in the class, or can they get past the fact that there's two guys and realize that Penn State's, put some pretty successful players at the college level into the NFL, even at a crowded position? So time will tell. I think that might be the determining factor, though, for these two guys, is which one commits first, and then does one of them want to follow in the other's footsteps, or do they want to go try and blaze their own path somewhere else?
It's an interesting situation because, you know, the running back position as a whole, you can recruit a bunch, you can sign a bunch, you can use a bunch. But where Penn State is right now is that looks like nobody will be set to move on after the 2019 season. There's always surprises. But Ricky Slade is a true sophomore. Journey Brown's, what, a redshirt sophomore, yeah, right? So theoretically, if he wanted to go to the NFL, he could. But I don't really see the season unfolding for him to leave that early for the NFL draft. And then you have two freshmen who came in the 19 class. So the idea of getting two more – You love that. You love the numbers. You love the possibilities and the ability to mix and match. But it's hard for me to believe that Penn State will have that many guys looking to claim spots on the depth chart in 2020.
Right.
I think you probably need to get – in this day and age, you need to get at least one running back every class. But I don't think Penn State's in a position to get both of these guys just for that reason. It's hard to believe that both would get a real fair shot.
Right. No, absolutely. I mean, I think this is probably the only position outside of quarterback that's impacted by that line of thinking and that logic, just simply because obviously you can only put one quarterback on the field at a time. But, you know, again, I think Penn State's done enough development with the running backs over the last couple of years for a kid to want to take a chance on a two-man class. And I think Ricky Slade being willing to not only acknowledge but seem excited about the fact that he's going to split time with Noah Kane and some others, Journey Brown and some others this year, is really a big deal. And I think recruits should be listening to that message, because it's the one that Penn State's coaches are going to be giving to him too.
Yeah, so that'll be an interesting storyline to watch in this class. How about Theo Johnson back on campus for last bash? We mentioned that really talented tight end, you know, a 6'6", 240-pound kid who looks like he's got the ability to do it all. Penn State isn't in a position where tight end is a glaring need per se, but this is another position that, since you can use two at a time, since you need some depth there, getting multiple and having good depth at that position is important. Theo Johnson, I mean, as far as him as a high school prospect, might be the most complete tight end that James Franklin has recruited.
Yeah.
Pat Freiermuth was a really good prospect, but it had some questions, I think, about I think maybe particularly in the receiving game. But Theo Johnson comes in. Just a huge target. I think you can make the case he's the top target left on the board at any position.
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there might be a little bit of a concern. I'll be curious to hear what you think about this, that the competition he faces in Canada is not any good, and that might, you know, overinflate his stats and his ranking. But the counter I would use for that is he is torpedoed all the competition at the opening, all the competition at these various camps, and there's no reason to think that it doesn't translate to the FBS level. So, yeah, I would agree with you. I think he probably is the top target left on their board at this point, and rightly so, because, obviously he's darn good. He's darn good as a tight end, but I think more importantly, Penn State could be in a position where they only have one or two tight ends left by the 2021. So they better start getting some guys in here now. Theo Johnson might be the perfect replacement for Pat Freiermuth down the road.
The number three tight end in the country, number 106 player in the country, according to the 24/7 composite. He's a big time player, and Penn State really has its work cut out for him to try to get to the finish line with him. And I suspect this isn't something that we're going to know too much more about until, I would say, December at the earliest. He doesn't look like he's that close to sorting all this stuff out.
Right.
It's the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Still a little bit of time left for you to try to get in on that buy one, get one free offer. It runs out at the end of July. You rent an RV for either the Idaho or the Buffalo game, the first two weekends of the season. You get another RV free for the same weekend. Double the family, double the friends, double the fun. Can also, by the way, get a free 409 Tailgate Club meal on those weekends. So that's even more incentive to go check it out. You can do that at gopsurv.com. You can call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 for the ultimate tailgating experience. It's a whole weekend of tailgating. You never really have to stop. You get a ride to and from Beaver Stadium. You don't have to worry about many logistics. All you got to do is get there. Everything else is sorted out for you. You just got to have a good time, and you definitely will. GoPSURV.com. Two more targets to get to. One's a local kid that I'm curious your thoughts on him as a player. Zariah Fisher, who's a defensive end from Aliquippa. He's a three-star, 6'3", 240 pounds. He just seems like Penn State material as you look at him, and a Pennsylvania kid that I'm sure the coaching staff would love to keep him in state here. Right. I don't really know what his offer sheet looks like, who all he's considering, but he's a good player listed as a three-star.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's one of those guys in this class that could, quite frankly, move up to maybe be a little bit better than where he's ranked now. I don't know if he gets all the way up to four-star, but I think he's a talented player. And the reason I included him on this list is just simply because of the fact Penn State, you know, has been okay in the state of Pennsylvania, but certainly missed out on Julian Fleming, missed out on the home run. But you need to keep a lot of these guys on your roster that are top players in Pennsylvania. Zariah Fisher certainly fits that mold. So I think it's important that they get him. And obviously, bulking up the defensive line position room wouldn't hurt either. So I think between those two things, it makes him a pretty high priority guy at this point in time.
And I don't know why this is, but you see a kid with his size, you see a kid who's a three-star from Western Pennsylvania. The first, I mean, Kevin Givens just comes to mind in this situation. Nobody really thought much of Kevin Givens, and you know, to rehash the story as we like to tell it, a linebacker slash defensive end, a tweener, you know, he's probably not either one of those things because he doesn't have the size, the right size for either. Well, he wasn't either one of those things. He was a defensive tackle, but he clearly was a favorite of Penn State staff, and you saw why as his career went on. That's the first name that comes to mind for Zariah Fisher, who's a good player from Aliquippa. The last player they really tried to target from Aliquippa was Quantel Reigns, right?
Yeah, because he was after Drayvon Henry. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and yeah, that didn't end up going in Penn State's favor. Where did Reigns end up? At West Virginia, right?
Correct.
Okay. One more name on the list. I think a wide receiver would be an important get. More of a true wide receiver. What do they have? They have just one Parker Washington in this class?
That's without right. Looking. Yep.
And he's a really good player, but he is, you know, sub 6 feet. He's around 200 pounds. He's a thick kid, a good prospect, but he's not that 6'3", 6'4", you know, 210 type player that you can see playing on Sundays for sure. Keandre Lambert more fits in that category. He's been a name that Penn State has pursued for a while. Clearly still the top wide receiver on the board.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Yeah, I mean, he's he probably is right there with Theo Johnson in terms of guys it feels like they have to get. And look, do they have an incredible need at receiver? I don't think so. But is there certainly room to grow that room in Jared Parker's first season? Absolutely. And Keandre Lambert would be the perfect guy to do it with. So, yeah, I do think that that he's one to watch in here, too. And like we talked about with Theo Johnson, you know, just a guy that is mashed all of the competition he faced both at the high school level and in the camp circuit. So we'll see how that one plays out. It seemed like he was kind of getting ready to make a decision, and it felt like he backed off of that a little bit. So I think we're still a little bit away.
A little bit away. You're looking at, you know, a guy who's 6'1", 176 now, more of that kind of rangy type player you can see fitting in on the outside. But at the same time, Penn State likes to get these versatile guys who can maybe mix and match inside, outside. You can view them in their offense, you know, all similarly with similar skill sets. He fits right in there. Number 186 player in the country, number 34 wide receiver overall. That's in the 24/7 composite. Jaden Dotton is the other wide receiver in the class who kind of fits that mold. But Penn State's got two good ones already, hopefully a third one. That's Penn State's top five must-get targets. Buy your own Greg Pickle. More coming up on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Ask Greg right after this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today. 409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.